conscious couples, business partners, and singles committed to attracting their dream partner. Welcome to the Conscious Couples Podcast, where we share our life, love story, and combined relationship expertise to help you create and consistently cultivate the most magnificent intimate relationship possible.
Never again will you feel hopeless and alone in your intimate relationship challenges.
Having accumulated thousands of hours coaching conscious couples and individuals all over the world, as well as starting and growing a global business together, Alan and I are here to guide you and all things relationships.
Thank you again for tuning into the one place where it's not about you or me, it's about the we. Conscious couples and individuals from all over the world, welcome back to the Conscious Couples Podcast for episode number 93, How Your Self-Talk Is Affecting Your Relationship, whether you like it or not. As always, that's not the whole title. The title is How Your Self-Talk Is Affecting Your Relationship. Before we jump into this episode, thank you so much to Next Level Podcast Solutions for producing this show and 55 others. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As always, my love, what is your intention for today's episode?
My intention for our listeners is to help them understand NVC at a high level, also known as nonviolent communication, and really using that to share one of the breakthroughs that we had at one of our more recent events, and doing that in efforts to help spread the awareness really around how self-talk is impacting our relationships. And I want to give a quick shout out to you, love. It's your birthday. So when this launches, everyone, Alan is officially 35 and looking so handsome. So without him, we wouldn't be here. So big gratitude to you, love.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 35 and just getting started. Mm-hmm. Just getting started. Okay, so we did an event last night, at the time we're recording this, last night. I know this is dropping Monday, but... And the event was about nonviolent communication. And I called the elephant out in the room, which was, listen, I've never studied this. And we opened the event with Emilia, how long have you been studying nonviolent communication? And her answer, with humility and playfulness, was, well, kind of my whole life, but really deeply the last 7 years. And I said, okay, so permission to the whole audience who has never studied nonviolent communication, violent communication, permission to be honest about that and just learn, just take it. And I said, get your notebooks. This is going to be a lot of information. And it was. It was really, really powerful stuff. Super, super valuable content. And what we want to do is take, for those of you who are there, thank you for coming. We appreciate you. For those of you who weren't, how dare you? No, for those of you who weren't, we want to take the takeaways. From that and bring them here for you. So at the beginning of the event, I asked the audience a question, which was, first I told my story of my childhood, and there was a lot of violent communication in my childhood. Mm-hmm. And I said, from 0 to 10, how many of you have experienced something similar to my childhood? And most of the audience said 0, 0, 1, 0, 0, 1. And then there was 2 people, 1 was a 7, 1 was an 8. So then my next question, follow-up question was, how many people here have ever been on the other side of violent communication? Intuitively, even if you don't know what it is yet, intuitively you know you have, and then hands went up. Mm-hmm. A lot of people said yes. One person actually said, no, I don't think so. And then I live called that out in the chat, and I said, we'll see by the end of this whether or not you have or have not.
Yeah.
And then fast forward, we described what nonviolent communication is, what violent communication is, look, feel, up, down, sideways, the whole nine. And by the end, this same person who said, I don't think I experienced nonviolent communication, admitted, holy crap, I do violent communication with myself all the time. And that was where I felt called out at the event as well, because I'm learning along with the audience, since I have not been studying this for 7 years. Mm-hmm. Only peak performance and productivity. Joking. But I said that to this person live, I said, isn't it interesting how you and I feel called out right now because we do violent communication with ourselves? And to give a tangible example for our listeners, if I'm not going to the gym and I need to get in the gym, I will berate myself and use violent communication. Get your ass in the gym. Like, come on, Alan. Get it together. Now, I think there's a time and a place for that. We'll get into that a little bit. But my point is, and I said this to the the woman in the attending. And I said, what are the chances we're going to recognize when other people are using violent communication with us, mm-hmm. when we're doing it to ourselves at a high level every time? So the analogy here is the Richter scale. If I grew up with earthquakes of level 10, and it's constant earthquakes, constant earthquakes, constant earthquakes, when there's a level 2 on the Richter scale earthquake, I'm not even going to notice it. And so the last part of this is, I'll never forget this. You and I were driving to the gym, and Emilia turned to me and she said, I'm really sorry. I was really unkind to you earlier. And I remember thinking to myself, no, what are you even talking about? I said, sweetheart, unless you punch me in the face, I might not even notice. Joking. But the point now with higher awareness, I realize that I'm not going to notice when you're unkind if I'm constantly being unkind to myself. So the point of this episode, the setting, the frame, your self-talk is, whether you like it or not, affecting your relationship. Because number one, you're either not noticing that that violent communication is being used on you, mm-hmm. or you're using it on your partner without knowing it because you're talking way nicer to them than you ever do to yourself. Mm-hmm. And so that is the episode.
So yeah, unless you actually are paying attention to try to break that cycle, it's just going to continue. So you're going to continue to have that Richter scale, or to use your analogy, the volcano, just continue to go off. So wherever your self-talk is, because of what you learned growing up or what you're exposed to, you don't really know how to change it until you start to refocus on it, on your self-talk and how you communicate and the violence within that communications.
So there's three things we want to accomplish on today's episode. Number one, we want you to understand what nonviolent communication is. Number two, we want you to understand and recognize when violent communication is happening, both with you or with your partner. And then number three, we want to help you learn how to overcome that, how to recognize and overcome that.
Definitely. And one of the biggest component here when it comes to this episode around self-talk is recognize that it starts with you. And that's the biggest component of this cycle here. So what is nonviolent communication? At its very bare bones, nonviolent communication is very much what it sounds like, which is we communicate in a nonviolent way. Now, what does violent communication actually mean? And in order to understand nonviolent communication, we need to know what violent communication is. And at the highest level, violent communication is any type of communication that is used where pain or harm upon others is inflicted. Okay, so sometimes that can be unintentional. For example, if I were to...
Let's use the one at the event. You are the most self-centered person I have ever met.
Right.
If you've ever had someone say something really unkind to you in a really harsh way, very direct and harsh, mm-hmm. in an effort to attack you, or attack your integrity or character or whatever,
right.
that's them trying to get you to comply because they're from a scarce place.
Right.
Versus nonviolent communication is, listen, more abundant. It's, listen, I think that was a little bit self-centered of you. Mm-hmm. That's my truth. What's your perspective?
Yeah.
That's the difference between you're the most self-centered person I've ever met, and it triggers everything in you and you immediately comply and get scarce or attack back mm-hmm. with more violent communication, which mm-hmm. it perpetuates. Mm-hmm. Or the alternative, which would be, honestly, I feel like that was a little bit selfish of you. And I think that vulnerability in your communication is where most of the time nonviolent communication comes in.
Yeah. Nonviolent communication is really rooted in communicating in a way that's way more natural and organic. So you're not having to break off bits and pieces of your own humanity in order to be connected with one another. So when we're in violent communication styles, we're usually disconnected as two human beings. Whereas when we're using nonviolent communication, it is grounded in us trying to preserve the kindness, the compassion, the caring, and the connection at the center point of what it means to communicate. So no harm to be inflicted upon any living thing is essentially the principle that nonviolent communication is grounded in. So
Emilia used the example during our event of, I don't kill bugs.
Yeah.
I'll grab a cup or a glass and I'll put them in that and then bring them outside.
Yeah.
And she said that that's kind of a good analogy for not wanting to harm others is the root mm-hmm. of nonviolent communication. That comes with a caveat. And I said this at the event as well. My desire to not harm other living things has sometimes gotten me in trouble with people who are trying to harm me.
Right.
And sometimes I don't fight fire with fire and I don't attack back when I'm being attacked. And mm-hmm. I've come to understand that. And that's kind of a different conversation. But sweetheart, I have a question for you. So regarding this person at the event mm-hmm. who realized she started the event with, I don't think I've ever dealt with violent communication. By the end of the event, I do this to myself all the time. Mm-hmm. She's actually my new accountability buddy now. She's a client of mine as well. So shout out to you if you're listening.
Come check out the Relationship Talks from the Conscious Couples podcast. What's different, these relationship talks, is the depth that Alan and Amelia get into when they're talking about the different problems. So for example, one of the ones we did was how to bounce back from a conflict. But it wasn't sort of your typical, here's, you know, what you did wrong and here's what you did wrong and here's how you can talk about it and resolve it. Alan and Amelia went deeper and said, hey, let's explore how conflicts happen. Let's explore your communication styles. Let's see what happens when you react under stress and how you communicate with your partner. If there's a disconnect there, there's going to be conflict, and then we can start to resolve it. It's such a great and refreshing way to understand those problems and better understand myself. It's helped me grow as a person, and it's helped my relationship with my partner. I'm so grateful that I'm able to plug into this free community and just connect whenever I can and learn from these two spectacular human beings. I highly, highly encourage that you check it out and dive into everything that they do because it's great. Take care. Bye.
But her and I are deciding to be better at nonviolent communication with ourselves. How would we go about doing that for other listeners who want to do the same?
How you do that is the same way in which you would approach that with other people. So what I have written in front of me is the four elements of nonviolent communication, which is essentially for yourself when you observe that you're communicating violently to yourself and that starts to hit your Richter scale, i.e. you start to identify that you're communicating in a really violent or aggressive way, right? Passive aggressive. It could even look like that.
This is also known as negative self-talk.
Yep. Negative self-talk where you hear your inner critic coming up and your internal dialogue, your thoughts, right?
Like, oh, I hate my hair. You look like shit. You're whatever.
Yeah. Okay. All of that are great examples of what the inner dialogue is happening, your self-talk, right? So,
and if you've ever seen that meme online where it says, if you talked to your best friends or your lover the way you talk to yourself,
yeah,
how negative would that be?
Right. Would they stick around?
Yeah. There was this, I don't know if it was a study done, but I saw a video about it and they had people tell what they say to themselves mm-hmm. and then they had their sibling read it to them.
Oh.
And it was such a different experience.
Yeah.
And so imagine what you say to yourself every day. Oh, you suck. You didn't do the laundry. You're not disciplined. You're lazy. You're the worst. Now imagine me giving that, writing it down, giving it to Amelia, and then letting her say it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. So that's a big wake-up call for how we treat ourselves.
Very big.
Which obviously I never do, so it's not a big
deal. Well, there's actually some really, really interesting scientific studies underneath that correlates the way in which you talk to yourself internally, your self-talk. It really negatively impacts your level of self-efficacy. So your ability to believe in yourself, which then correlates directly with negative implications around levels of self-worth and low self-esteem and low confidence. So there's a direct correlation, tons of studies. I won't get into that, but to answer your question, love, the four elements of NVC that you would bring into your self-talk and you would bring into when it comes to communicating with others, right? It starts with the self. That's why we wanted to make sure that we centered this episode around that biggest breakthrough from the event. And it's comprised of four elements. So let's say you have, you notice yourself, you catch yourself in your inner dialogue and you're like, oh, there it is. There's that violent communication. Okay. What the goal is of nonviolent communication is to restore your own humanity back to self. So in this, the four elements you want to observe. So number one, what are you observing? So for example, when I, to use your earlier example.
Can we use the dishes?
Don't go to the gym. Oh, okay. Yep, okay. We can do that.
So at the event, Emilia, there was this little script on the screen. When I blank, do you know what the script is by any chance?
When I blank, I feel blank.
Yep.
Because I need blank. And then as a result of that, would you be willing to blank?
Okay.
Which, so the four blanks comprise of the four elements that are increasingly important when it comes to nonviolent communication.
So Emilia and I, during the event, did an example together. She said, when I observe that you don't do the dishes in the evening, then I feel unseen because I've communicated in the past that that is important to me. What was the other blank?
Because I need to know that our household is
running smoothly. Mm-hmm. Because I need, underneath that, is I need to achieve my goals and dreams. Yeah. And it's hard to do. And then, would you be willing to please do the dishes in the evening as we go?
Right.
And then I actually rebutted, for lack of better phrasing, with when I blank observe.
You were like, when I receive that from you,
I feel unseen because, what was the next one?
It was because I am tired at the end of the day.
Yeah, because I feel tired at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to?
And I need a little bit of R&R.
Yeah, and I need a little bit of R&R. Exactly. Thank you. Great memory, babe.
Thanks.
Great memory. And I, would you be willing to help assist in that? Because, and to bring context to this in the event, I know I butchered that, but I'm doing kitchen, man. I'm doing the kitchen. I'm doing the dishes. I'm doing the food. And that's okay. We've allocated those. But when she wants me to do dishes at night, when I've already done all of that all day, sometimes I feel like I would look like, if that's so important to you, can you help me with that?
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's a great example of conflict resolution with nonviolent communication that I think everyone can lock in on. Now, to bring that to self, how kind are you with yourself in things like that versus, dude, you keep not doing the dishes. What the F?
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that that's a mirror for all of us. Definitely for me.
Definitely. So you can take that same model when the first blank is what you're observing. So if you're thinking about self-talk, right, you have to kind of acknowledge the fact that it's a little weird, maybe, if you've never really heard of parts or you only hold the fact that we think through one mind.
Can we write this for the production team and put in the show notes? So definitely, in the show notes, when I blank observe, we're going to put this in the show notes for you if you want to do this exercise.
Yep. So in the self-talk, when I blank, it's essentially you speaking to you. You speak to yourself to help yourself transition the self-talk from violent type of communication to a nonviolent. So you would apply the same concept, only instead of externally, you would apply it inwardly.
Excellent.
So
we got to jump, love. So just, we'll wrap up.
With that concept, that what I was just going to say was grab the digital asset that's going to be in the show notes, grab that and try to use an example where you felt as though you didn't communicate kindly to yourself. Use this digital asset as kind of your wireframe as you navigate your self-talk. Because ultimately, to wrap this episode up, your self-talk 100% is impacting your relationship, and usually not for the better, but we don't really know it. So all the bugs that happen that get swept underneath the rug, likely it's stemming from this.
Yes. If you are violent communication with self, the chances of you recognizing when other people are doing it with you is low. You're also probably doing it more than you realize, because if you're doing it at level 10 with self, you might be doing it at level 2 with your partner. Mm-hmm. And that's not good for your relationship. So I like to bring the audience in. Listen, we are strapped for time. We have to go. I have to get on my next meeting. Thank you all so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Really quickly, so as you know, every Saturday we do Service Saturday. If you are interested in relationship talks coaching, it's kind of like couples counseling, but it's more goal-oriented, future-oriented, achieve your dreams together. Get on the same page, writing the same book towards the same topic type of thing. And we hope you book on our calendar. The link to our Calendly will be in the show notes.
So as you are learning through this, we do a free live virtual event every single month and no two are the same. So this coming December, when we launch this episode, the next event that we're going to be doing is really going to be grounded in the feedback that we got from our community. What would be helpful around this time is to learn how to honor your boundaries during the holidays. So that's what we're going to be getting into. That event is December 21st at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're going to be struggling around that time of year, this is going to be a great event for you and your partner to get on the same page and help to honor each other's boundary during the holidays.
This is the time of year, even globally, where we fall off our disciplines, we fall off our goals, we stop going to the gym, we overeat during the holidays. And so whatever holidays you are having, a lot of times we derail ourselves because we're not setting healthy boundaries with our fam bam, with each other, that kind of thing. So that's what that event is. It's our 30th one.
Whoop, whoop.
30th event in a row, 30 months in a row. Awesome.
Click the link in the show notes to register.
Yeah, the registration link will be in the show notes. As always, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you so much. It's not about you or me. It's about the we. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Conscious Couples Podcast. We love connecting with the Conscious Couples community, so please make sure you follow us on Instagram. I am at Evolve with Amelia, and Alan is A Lazarus 88.
Also, if you or your partner resonated with this episode, leave us a review at the link in the show notes, and please share this with someone you love and care about.
Until next time, remember, it's not about you or me. It's about
the we.